This is The Daily. I'm Sam Barron. And recently, both the Bank of England and Qantas have directed their staff to remove gendered language from their promotional material when possible. This move is part of a general and wider trend across the English-speaking world, at least, to adopt more inclusive language. Now, to discuss gendered language and its future, I'm joined by Dr. Lucy Tatman, Senior Lecturer in Gender Studies at the University of Tasmania. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
It's my pleasure, Sam.
So how does gendered language work to isolate people in society? Presumably with these moves, they're trying to, you know, remove this isolation.
I guess I wouldn't use the word isolate so much as render invisible.
Mm.
If, for example, and it's an old example now, but still, you take the term chairman of the board, it makes it impossible even to imagine that a woman could be a chair of a board. It simply, you know, renders invisible the contribution and abilities of women. So the move to gender-inclusive language is, I think, a move toward a more adequate reflection of reality. A whole bunch of different people exist. Let's just acknowledge that and use our language to reflect that.
So now, English has always had like a third person they and you know, genderless or gender neutral words, but this move towards gender neutral language in society, is that only a recent development? Hard question.
It is a difficult question. In the way that the Bank of England and Qantas are going about it, I mean, that is new. It is new for major businesses, corporations, to step up and say, look, you will refer to, you know, our customers, our clients, and indeed our staff in an inclusive manner. But if we could take a step back and think about English for a bit, it's actually mostly not explicitly gendered.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike French or Spanish or German, we don't use the gendered articles. So having said that, anyway, we have these terms like chairman and fireman that in the past, you know,
human,
obviously were very explicitly gendered, but it's really easy to go over to chair or firefighter, and it takes care of the problem. But the issue with gender in English is that although the language isn't usually explicitly gendered, it is very implicitly gendered.
Mm. Can you expand on that a little bit?
I'm happy to. If I give you, you know, two lists of words, one list, strong, confident, determined, hard, courageous. Actually, all of those words are in fact gendered masculine, whereas a list like weak, uncertain, shy, soft, timid, those words are implicitly gendered feminine. And this is where I think the difficulty with gender and language with regard to English really, you know, comes into play.
So are those implicit gendered associations with words like those, are those common across all cultures of English-speaking people, or do they vary between them?
Ooh, you're pushing me now. look, these are within English certainly pretty, if you will, stable gendered mm-hmm. terms, going back as far as, well, no, that's ancient Greek, sorry. but yeah, our associations basically within Western culture have been pretty strongly gendered in this manner for hundreds and hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, the steps that our major corporations are taking are absolutely fantastic, but of course, those steps don't address this implicitly gendered aspect of the English language.
So now, almost every society in history has been a sort of patriarchal arrangement where you have males, you know, in positions of power and authority. Is it possible to have gender-free associations, like genderless, you know, language in a patriarchal society?
Oh, definitely not.
Right.
That's an easy one.
Yeah. And so, and you also mentioned with foreign languages, I mean, obviously Romance languages like French or Spanish, they have, you know, explicitly gendered words. Does this make it even more difficult then to, is it possible to kind of move towards more gender neutral language in these languages, or would it require some even more massive shift than in English?
Well, it's pretty fascinating. There's a wonderful feminist philosopher and theorist called Luce Irigaray, who writes in French, and she is such a poet that she can take that language and just regender it from within the language itself.
How does that work?
Look, I don't speak French.
No, okay, that's fair. That's fair. Right.
But she plays with articles. She plays with the endings of words, and she plays on sound a lot.
Right. Okay. So it sort of can be done organically in a sense, because I mean, because language can evolve.
Yeah, and one thing to always remember is that languages are basically living entities. They are always changing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 20 years ago, we did not have the iPhone.
Yes.
But now we do, and we seem to have everything else at this point.
And also, the idea even of, you know, ungendered language or gender-free language upsets or angers some people. What are people's real objections to this sort of idea of trying to remove gender from the language that we use?
Look, well, I would say that gender-inclusive language, again, is just a more adequate reflection of reality,
mm-hmm.
which is incredibly diverse. But this diversity of reality can actually be quite scary and overwhelming. You know, what do you mean all those others actually exist? And they have just as much right as you do to take up space on this planet. So I actually think that one of the reasons for resistance to gender-inclusive language is basically terror. Having to acknowledge that this wide range of humankind really does exist.
Right.
It makes the mental picture of our world a lot more, if you will, complicated.
So, Lucy, with, you know, we've seen these moves by, like, Qantas and the Bank of England, you know, adopting this sort of gender-neutral language. What might we expect moving forward? Do we expect to see more of this evolving or emerging in English-speaking countries, at least?
Look, I really suspect yes. And it's also going to come with some pushback.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, but I think that the, globalization is absolutely a thing. Every culture around the world is becoming increasingly multicultural. So I think that the businesses are simply responding to what's actually happening.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Lucy, for joining us this morning and expanding on this a little bit. It's very interesting.
My pleasure.
And that was Dr. Lucy Tatman, a senior lecturer in gender studies at the University of Tasmania, speaking about gendered language and move by a couple of companies to remove gendered language from